Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eric Wood will be on the call with Chris Brown Sunday afternoon at Highmark Stadium for the Bills and Bengals matchup, and he's with us live this morning on WBEN. The Bills made a signing yesterday, bringing in veteran corner Darius Slay. He's 34, just 2 years removed from the Pro Bowl, and just started 14 games for the Super Bowl-winning Eagles last year. What do you think of this?
Yeah, to me, it provides some insurance down the stretch. If guys get hurt, you get another veteran on the roster. And when you look at the way the season ended last year in Kansas City, where our secondary was very banged up, we could have used a guy like this down the stretch. So, to me, you get another, you know, guy with a lot of experience, a strong skill set. This hasn't been his strongest year in Pittsburgh, but some of that might have been scheme fit. But I like the signing and the fact that if you're looking to make a long playoff run, this gives you some insurance on the back end of your defense.
Now, what do you make of how the Bills' defense has performed over the last couple of weeks, given all the injuries they've had, all the jumbling they've had to do this year?
Yeah, I feel like their last six quarters have been excellent. You know, you look at the second half of that Houston game and then the entirety of the Pittsburgh game, I feel like they played very well. And this is a team, when they're able to stop the run, which they did against the Steelers, the pass defense has been pretty consistent the entire year. So encouraged by the way the defense played against the Steelers. I understand that's not one of the top offenses in the league, but that's an offense that was about middle of the pack in statistical rankings on the season, and they did a good job. And so, you know, they played a lot of young guys this year, a lot of new guys in the lineup. And the hope is that as the season goes on, these guys would play better and better, and we're starting to see it now.
Dalton Kincaid, he was limited yesterday, but also battling a knee injury in addition to his hamstring that he's been dealing with. What's your level of hope for his return?
Yeah, I hope he can. The Bengals have given up the most touchdowns to tight ends in the NFL. This could be a game that he could be a major factor in. And so you hope that he comes back this week. But ultimately, you want him down the stretch. So, you know, I'd be cautious with him just to let that hamstring completely heal. And then with the knee being on the injury report, we don't have a ton of details on it, but I know he battled a knee for a majority of last season and was rehabbing a Buffalo all off season. So I would assume it's something that's popped up with that knee, but unclear on that.
Well, we're hoping to see the best from him. I mean, what do you make of this Bengals team, Eric, that, you know, a few weeks ago you might have been looking at this matchup completely differently? They get Joe Burrow back, though, last week. Looked pretty good on Thanksgiving, and now it seems like a totally different matchup.
Yeah, it does. The Bengals are 3-0 with Joe Burrow in the lineup this year, and he'll be back this week. And yeah, it did look like a different matchup, especially a couple weeks ago when they took this game out of the afternoon spot and put it back at 1 o'clock. I'm sure the schedulers are wishing they hadn't made that move now because these Burrow-Allen matchups are, you know, some of the best quarterback matchups that you'll see throughout the season. And so, you know, to me, this is a Bengals team that obviously played better on both sides of the ball last week against the Ravens with Burrow back in the lineup, and that can give you some hope and some energy when you get the best player of your team back in the lineup. So, it'll be a good matchup in Orchard Park Sunday, you know, against the Ravens. They get a big win at Baltimore last week. Five takeaways against the Ravens. If the Ravens don't turn the ball over at that clip, it's probably a different story that we're talking about right now. So the onus will be on the Bills taking care of the football in this one.
Yeah, you know, you said it, 3-0. The Bengals have always beaten the Bills here. I'm just wondering, what is the key for Buffalo to come out on top?
Yeah, it's slowing down the Bengals offense. The Bengals defense is terrible, so you got to put up points against them, or they've been terrible on the season, I'll say. And then defensively, you can't give Joe Burrow anything easy. He does a great job at taking the easy throws. So some tighter coverage on the outside, which we've seen from this Bills defense throughout the season. And then you got to be able to tackle Chase Brown, their running back. He's gone over 100 yards from scrimmage in the last six games. A lot of that comes from breaking tackles and yards after contact. And so when he does get the ball and you get them, you got to be able to bring him down.
Well, the Bills offense this past week, able to run the ball very well. There's still these questions when it comes to the passing game. Eric, I feel like this is like the get right week for the passing game. If it's not, what's your confidence level going to be going forward? Because this seems like the team that everyone's able to throw the ball on.
Yeah, you would assume it would come alive this weekend. Now, if you're able to run the football with the effectiveness you did last week, then you don't feel like you have to lean into it. But, no, I'm with you. This is a matchup where the Bills should be able to throw the football and, you know, hopefully find some rhythm. You got new guys in there. I understand Gabe Davis has a lot of experience in this system, but getting him worked in even more, Brandon Cooks worked in more. And then whether it's or Kincaid, if you can get either or both those guys back, you feel pretty good about the weapons you have on the outside against this Bengals secondary.
Hopefully Joe Burrow doesn't like cold and snow. We'll find out, right?
He played pretty well in the cold and the snow in the playoff game a couple of years ago. No, I'm with you. That would be the hope in this one. And, you know, they got some good weapons on the outside. I would assume that there's some points scored in this one.
Well, Eric, can't wait to listen to you on the call in just a few days. Eric Wood will be on the call on Sunday, 1 o'clock again. Time change for this game. Down the dial on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.